Chapter 9.
So, you were in the hallway then?
Nans asked Helen as they sat around an old-fashioned chrome and formica table in the diner, munching on BLTs. Ida had been right. The things were pretty amazing. Crisp lettuce, ripe and juicy tomatoes, and salty bacon slathered with just the right amount of mayo, stacked high on perfectly toasted homemade white bread. Lexi took a swallow of iced tea and waited, the red Naugahyde booth seat squeaking as she shifted position. She still hadn't mentioned to anyone that she'd seen Helen in the hallway near the entrance, right before she'd found Mary Archer's body in the pie room. Helen clutched her handbag to her chest like a shield, and Lexi still couldn't figure out why she'd lied about being there. Well, she hadn't really lied, not exactly. She'd just not mentioned that little detail whenever the opportunity came up. Helen buckled under the pressure.
Fine. Yes, I was there in the hallway.
But why? Ruth asked around a bite of sandwich. What were you doing?
And why didn't you say so before?
Ida lifted the top slice of her sandwich bread and redistributed the bacon more evenly, then put the bread back on and patted it for good measure before picking up the sandwich and chomping off the corner. Helen's cheeks flushed as she stared down at her lap.
I was in the kitchen, sneaking pie crust, okay?
To prove her point, she opened that precious purse of hers to show them the interior. Crumbs and hunks of crust clung to the expensive silk lining.
See? And don't worry, Lexi. I only took it from the pies your assistant had deemed not pretty enough to use in the contest. At least I think so. I didn't go into the pie room.
Lexi's shoulders relaxed. Well, at least that explains why Sprinkles was so interested in your purse.
Why would you lie about that, though? Nans asked.
I didn't want anyone to know. I was cheating on my diet.
Helen sighed.
Rena doesn't treat carb cheaters kindly.
Ida scoffed.
Carb schmarbs. What I want to know is if you saw anything while you were stuffing your face with crust in the hole. You were there around the time Mary's killer struck. Surely you must have seen something. They had to get into and out of that pie room from the hallway. It's the only access.
I wish I had, but no, Helen shrugged. I was so busy making sure no one saw me come from the forbidden kitchen area that I didn't pay much attention to anything else. But I can corroborate that Sylvia and Mary were in the office, as Sylvia told us earlier. I heard them talking. But again, with all the other noise and my sneaking around, I wasn't really able to hear what they said.
How about Howard?
Nans pushed her empty plate away.
You must have run into him on your way out. He would have been in the hallway about the same time as you. Sylvia said she saw him.
No, I didn't see him. Honestly, I didn't see anyone. I rushed straight from the kitchen with my haul, stopped briefly near the bar to get my bearings, then headed straight for the bathroom. I figured I could hide in one of the stalls and eat my pie crust in peace.
Helen shook her head.
No such luck. As soon as I got in there, Vera Masterson and Anne O'Neill walked in, and I got stuck listening to them complain.
What were they complaining about? Ida asked, while sneaking a few fries from Ruth's plate.
Chandler Bennington, mostly. They mentioned he'd been rude to Lorelei Summers.
Helen sniffed.
Apparently, she'd asked him to sign some of his books she'd purchased for her antique store, and he refused. Doesn't surprise me, considering how rude the man is to everyone.
Well, this doesn't make sense, Lexi said, frowning. If Chandler didn't see anyone, and Helen didn't see anyone, and Sylvia only saw Howard, how did the killer get in and out?
Maybe he was already down there, lurking, Ruth said, raising a brow.
Hmm. But that couldn't have worked either, Nan said. The offices are down at the end. If he was already in there, someone should have seen him come out. Sylvia only saw Howard heading toward Mary's office, not coming out again.
There's another possibility, Ida said, devouring another bite of her sandwich. Maybe Chandler's lying, and he went into the pie room and killed Mary as soon as Helen went into the bathroom. He and Howard are about the same build, right? Maybe Sylvia saw Chandler, not Howard.
Nan sat back and crossed her arms.
If that's the case, then it all comes back to that book of his that Mary had. Because as far as I know, he didn't know Mary before this. He would have no motive to kill her.
Speaking of which, Nan sat forward, looking around at each of us.
Whatever happened to the book prize for the pie-eating contest?
She narrowed her gaze on Lexi.
Did Jack mention the book being near Mary's body in the pie room? Did the police take it?
No, he didn't mention anything last night. Lexi finished her tea. And the only thing I saw near the body was the trophy the killer used to bash her head in, and all that blueberry filling.
Hmm,
Nan said, and stood. Everyone followed, throwing money down on the table. Ida pulled a napkin out of the stainless steel dispenser on the table and wrapped the rest of her sandwich before shoving it in her purse. Nan's continued.
Perhaps we have been on the wrong trail. Let's head back to my apartment. We'll reevaluate our clues and go from there, ladies. I'm starting to believe the motive might be different from what we originally suspected.